Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
With the same.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. We're here talking love after lockup, life after lockup.
The shit John show. The Stud, man. We're going to have to get him back on. I'm interested in speaking with him more.
Because you don't remember the first time.
I remember him. I don't remember Dylan.
Right. Oh, okay.
I wasn't blacked out yet.
Right. In due time. John's a star for sure. It's just pure comedy. It really can't.
He's great.
Oh, he's
and
hilarious.
He's really not. He's being a real jerk, but it's coming across hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. All right. Before we dive in, a few items of note for the old community. First is we're dropping shit on Patreon per use. We dropped our Wendy Williams documentary rant. Commiseration about how sad Whitney her Wendy's life seems.
She might as well be fucking Whitney.
Yeah. Oh god, don't say that. We dropped that episode. We dropped Bling Empire seems this crazy. Month. We are talking to Jackie Siegel from Queen of Versailles and Below Deck tomorrow.
Jackie and Fred.
It should be interesting. And we talked to Ari from 90 Day the Other Way to start our month. So we're doing a lot of
and
things.
Paul had the baby from 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, yeah. Thank Paul God that baby came out healthy. Man, baby Justine pops
was,
out.
Justine was concerned.
I was yeah. worried. But good thing it's out of that poor woman's body.
Yep.
And don't know if they got the drugs or not. He said he came fast. So sounds like he came in the bathtub.
No drugs, maybe. Hopefully they made it to the hospital. Who fucking knows? All of those things. Check out Patreon, patreon.com/escapedrealitypodcast. Thank you to everyone writing us a review. We loved a great review we got, and then we saw 2 stars. Doesn't make sense. Go revise your review. Thank you.
But we really do appreciate it. Yes, we I don't. Do. It has to be like a bump of the finger or something because it was the nicest words. Yeah. The words. Thank you so much because it stopped me from going off the ledge.
Yeah. Justine. Yeah. Takes these reviews like gold. So if you love Justine, write her a review.
Oh God. And if you put something nasty, it's okay. You know, we put it out there. I got to be able to take it, which I'm getting better at, but I feel like I will someday
someday you won't give a fuck
when I'm
until then. Know that words matter to Justine. So be sweet.
Yeah.
Write us a review. Twitter, Escape2Pod, Instagram, Escape2RallyPodcast.
I do have to give a quick review. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I also have to give a... Do you want me to talk about the Britney Hulu situation?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It was... So, for some reason, my husband listened to like an entire podcast on Britney Spears recently. I don't know why. And so, that was when we were driving. So, I heard a lot of this. It's a sad story to rewatch it. Like, we were kind of young when all this like Britney shit was happening in terms of like our.
They've rediscovered that woman who has the accent that looks like her mom, but it wasn't her mom. And
her
she
assistant.
Was, I forgot about her.
Yeah. I think that what it, I guess like hindsight is clearer, right? Like, I think what's so obvious is how the media and like the attention and all of the shit that happened really forced her to an edge. And then she was taken advantage of essentially forced into this conservatorship, and now she's fucked. the Justin Timberlake shit was fucked up. Because
what was it? What was Justin Timberlake? I hate Justin Timberlake these days. He's bugging me. His face is so ugly. He is ugly. UGLY Justin Timberlake. Bye, bye, bye. I fucking hate you. And I know nothing. He did do Janet Jackson wrong. If we really think about it.
Oh, 100%. What they brought up was
it has nothing to do with my hatred for him. Sorry.
He got blamed for. Well, she got blamed in the breakup and essentially got like slut shamed and vilified. And he like played right into it. There was an audio of an interview where they're like asking like, so did you bang Britney Spears? It's like after the breakup. And he's like, no. He's like, oh, yeah. You know, like it just like shows how misogynist the whole situation.
He is not a good person.
No. So it was.
He is a
it's
punk.
Just sad. I wish that Britney can get free.
What does it leave you with? Do they talk about why her eyes are dead now and why they weren't before?
Well, no, because it's like they don't share anything.
Give us an answer.
She has no medical. She can't make medical decisions, financial decisions, nothing. And typically when a person is this high functioning, they're not under a conservatorship, but it's really hard to get rid of a conservatorship. So she's like, fucked. That's why she canceled her last tours, because like she wants her dad not to be her conservator. And she can't get free of it. And they're like running her like
there's
a show pony making money.
It's all the money. And no one will ever know any truth. That's what's going to happen.
I hope she gets free.
Her eyes are, you look at videos of her, even at
that
Super Bowl.
I think you need to watch it. It's different. Just like,
I will never watch it. I really don't care. God. I care, but I don't care unless it's telling me something new. No one's telling me anything new.
Yeah,
I talked to a bunch of people.
I think what was new to me was like that her dad was not involved in her life. And then when this shit went down, like he just swooped in and was like,
hey, daddy's home.
Yep. And then that the pieces of me thing that was on MTV back in the day where everybody like, you know, it was like she was getting it back together and whatever. It's really sad because they show
the reality show.
She's like, no, she did a documentary series with HBO or with
it was
MTV.
Called Pieces of Me. Makes me think of Ashley Simpson. That?
Maybe it wasn't called Piece of Me, but it's just, it was sad. I think the Britney situation is unfortunate. The media is fucked up.
I'm sure it's very interesting, but there's just a million other things I'd like to watch other than, I feel like we know.
You're also not really a documentary person.
No, I'm not. I hate it. Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Her eyes are just, what do you think? She's just drugged out.
I think
how is she not drugged out before?
I think they might be keeping her drugged or something. I feel like they're fucking with her.
You don't think she's being helped. This is not in her best interest, right?
No, not at all.
Why can't her mom help her? Why can't the old?
Because it's all they keep trying. They can't. They like Why, the conservatorship though? Is legally it's because usually people are 85 when this shit happens to them. You know, it's like you're incapacitated. And it's very rare that someone who is functioning at a high level, i.e. performing, making
be
millions of
story.
Dollars that she's trapped. I mean, legally, it, you know. That's why legal shit is so tricky. It's like sometimes.
And then how did
like,
she get in it initially?
Because it was when after the 5150 and they put her in a psych hold. And
how did. Right. And all that. Yeah.
It's rough.
It's rough. Too bad. It'd be
her
one thing if she was always not there. But we all saw that she was there.
Yeah. That's her sad eyes. Too, to see her there and then not there.
And in Vegas, when they're pushing her like a show pony the past few years in Vegas, that was sick.
They also, there's legal documents where she says, like, I don't want to be in a conservatorship. Also, where they say, financially, we're going to benefit from this.
Laws need to be changed.
Yeah, it's sick.
It needs to be the Britney Spears law then. There needs to be a change. Yeah, and her mother
absolutely.
Should, is her mom trying hard enough?
Her mom is trying. She tried to be the conservator. And tried
Wouldn't
to get
she just go
the
set the
side?
Fucking house on fire and be like, this shit's over. I'm taking you, Britney. I'd lose it and go take me to jail then. I'd lose my mind. It's all money.
Yeah, it's
crazy. That mom's getting a piece of the pie. Don't you ever think she's not. She's getting some of that money too.
Yeah. I mean, she tried to take over the medical side. Britney said she wanted a bank to take over the financial side.
Money is the root of all evil. It really is.
They're working her to freaking death. You know, it's sick. And
she's
no
so
life.
Cute. She was so cute.
I know. Seeing those early videos, it's like, fuck.
Oh, she
and
was the cutest
shit
thing.
People were saying to her, it's like, it's crazy how in the early 2000s, now Cardi B can literally be talking about sucking dick all the time.
Yeah.
People love her. And she's getting
shit
for showing her midriff, you know? And to the point where they're harassing her. Sad. Real sad. So rooting for Britney. All right.
I really hope she gets out. I don't think she ever will.
I don't think so either. What's your review?
Trader Joe's is interesting. I like it. Okay. You know, I really enjoy the frozen food aspect of Trader Joe's. But where do you go if you need... you need cleaner. You need.
Oh yeah. So I don't
need all that shit. You know, you need paper towels. So it's
not a Costco.
I wish Trader Joe's was in a grocery store. I wish they had all these just little compartments. Second of all, is Trader Joe's making a lot of money because they make their own products, or are other grocery stores like Wegmans? Eventually they just want you to buy all the Wegmans products. When you're in Trader Joe's, are they cranking out money because they're smart? They're the only grocery store really that you're only getting Trader Joe's shit, right?
Yeah, I don't
know. Pretty fascinating. It is. And that's got to be cheaper than buying another end product.
Yeah.
So it is good that I made some frozen rice, vegetable rice. I fried an egg. I put it in. If I saw a TikTok video, I was like, oh, and it tasted delicious.
Great.
I have to say I ate only the blue Swedish swimmers.
The rest are
disgusting. I hate that fucking texture candy. And I would never eat it. The kids ate the rest of it. And Tyler was like, where are the Swedish swimmers? See, I need that.
It's too soft for you.
The organic ones, there is a snap. Even it's not as bad as the Haribo, but I still need that fake, or it's just different. I don't know. That's not what I'm looking for. Yeah. Okay. It's weird.
Okay.
And I like, well, maybe the Swedish or the brand of like the sour watermelons, their watermelon is hard, crusty, almost like it was left out.
Yes. Yes.
Which that's I guess I'm looking for.
Okay.
I like to leave a bag of Twizzlers out and break a tooth on a Twizzler. Oh, I love that. Okay. But Trader Joe's, I think it's a great little store, great concept. I would love to see the financials of what's doing in there. Their meat looked really good.
Yeah, their meats are, I buy a lot of their seafood.
I would go in to buy some steak. It looked better than the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how it's like Justine just discovered Trader Joe's.
Well, I have never really lived near one that's close enough to go.
No,
all
and it's
time.
Also it can be a stressful experience because when it's crowded, it's like a fucking nightmare. I try to go in off
small
hours.
Small carts, and it's like I come home and I feel like I just bought. It's like a pothead's dream.
Yeah, it is.
It's like there's just it's great to load up your fridge and just have stuff to grab though. I'm gonna keep doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There. But I wish it was a part of
kids like,
or if it could be expanded bigger.
Okay.
But I think it could have gone bigger. I'm surprised that they're not, but maybe that's the charm.
I think that's the vibe. All right. All right. All over the place, guys. We're back. We're going in. Let's start with what we started with initially, which is John and Christiana. Oh, man.
He's a felon. So why his thing of saying that.
So
right?
What's her face? When the sister Tara, I keep getting Tara Bell and Tara mixed up.
Tara, I love it.
When she said,
I love
like,
a Tara
yeah, but
more
they're,
than anything.
But they're not active charges or whatever she said, like something where it was essentially like she's not on parole.
When are they
like,
not active? What is that?
Yeah, but
you know?
I almost feel like maybe Christiana like is getting some info and is like, you got to get the fuck out of here. Like maybe it's not true.
Well, she senses it.
Because John's a felon, right? I guess she did say no one with open charges. So maybe it's just not. She
but if she's not on probation, what is there a time of like 5 years or something? And he was so much younger when he did it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's wild to me that when he said they'd spent 3 days together in the real world, it's like, that's nuts when you think about that. And then he's just like sponsoring her family. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. The whole situation is bizarre to me.
The mom should stay. I love her. She's hilarious.
Smoking outside, just tempting death. She doesn't
know
shit.
She'll live forever.
Okay.
God, she looks like what's-her-face's mom. They all look alike.
They do look alike. Did he said that he's never had a relationship, that he hasn't cheated on someone? That's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what are the options for him? This is nuts.
Well, it's insane.
His hair. Can you imagine detangling that? What it smells like? Can you imagine what it smells like?
The moles. It's a lot of nose for me. A lot of nose.
You're getting caught in the butt crack. I mean, his hair looks like it's destined to get caught in an amusement park ride.
Oh, yeah. And him sweeping his little boat. Like, Christian always wanted a boat.
Gilligan.
Listen, my family has a really shitty boat that we get across to where we camp in Mexico. Like, it's a running joke how fucking terrible it was. That motor he had on that boat looked 20 years older than the motor we have, which I know is 20 years old. That shit looked like it was like from 19.
When are you? Yeah, where is he using that boat? He does not.
Yeah,
need
where
a
is he
boat.
Going? Where does he live? Is he by water?
Iowa or something? There's a lake he's fishing on. I don't know. The Christiana, though. Oh, she knows. Tara is. It's crazy. The situation. Sisters. I'm glad I don't have a sister.
When the mom said, gotta let one go to let one in. I know that was like, it's fucked up, but I don't know why I thought it was so funny.
And Tara's just going to go smoke crack.
Also, like, way to help your elderly mom. She's like, I don't know where I'm going to end up. It's like, how about you say, like, I'm going to be okay, mom. Like, I'm not going to go down. She just can't. They're in Blythe, or what's that town where they're like, this fucking town.
And now she's getting out, skipping the halfway house.
Yeah, right.
It'd be interesting. And they somehow end up in Vegas.
There you go.
Christiana's going to whoop Tara's ass. They look nothing alike, her and Tara. Maybe it's that blonde really. Hair.
Yeah. I don't know. She looks
Who
rough.
Could live with long hair like that? I hate having hair. If I was a guy, I would keep my hair gone. Not have that long ass hair. Drive me nuts.
It's a weird.
The brother
that long.
He looks like Rex Ryan. If anybody knows who that is,
yeah, you know, Rob Ryan lives in San Diego, and our friend DJ sees him and will text me pictures of him. He's just fat as fuck. Just like
they're so gross, and that Rex is like so foot gross. Fetish. Remember with the his foot wife. Fetish?
Yeah,
I don't know why. I mean, it's just when a man has a foot fetish, it's very creepy. It's almost.
What about when a woman?
If a woman, that's mental illness. I don't want nothing to do with feet.
A man's foot. Oh god. All right, anything else?
Men are such perverts.
Yeah. All right. Lamar and Andrea. Listen, people give Andrea shit. I found this conversation to be very sweet between her. Mm-hmm.
And genuine. Seem genuine.
And I just feel like the daughter, it's just sad to see her like, I just want to be a part of the family. It's like, oh god,
it is. I'm happy. I hope it works out for him and she can be grandma. Andrea's too young to be a grandma, but
I did love when
very
she...
young there. They look the same age.
Right? I love when she was like, listen, I just didn't know if you were a brat. It's like, that's not.
Doesn't matter if she's a fucking brat or not.
It really doesn't.
And that's all going to come to mind. Like, no, it doesn't matter what your personality is.
Oh, God.
I thought that was hilarious. Funny. The word brat.
I did love when she was like, if you're anything like your father, you have a kind heart. And she's like, I do have a kind heart. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
She does think highly of Lamar. Andrea, that's one nice thing, I guess.
Ish.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Right, from time to time. That was it, right? Just that scene.
Oh, and the daughter was talking about something. Nyla, what was she saying?
Oh, something about like her outfit or something. And he called her Billie Eilish or said she was dressing inappropriately. That was like one of those little in-between commercials situations.
Good for Billie Eilish. I like that a pop star is not a whore.
Yeah.
And this something Swisher came out as a lesbian. What's her name?
No
She's
idea.
Got rainbow everywhere. She's this young girl that came out as a lesbian. And, you know, that's
going
to help
so
a lot of kids.
Old. I don't even know the youth anymore.
JoJo Swisher.
Never heard of her.
Something and people are like, young kids shouldn't be lesbians. Well, you know, they are.
Fuck off. There's like 7-year-olds now that are out.
Helps a lot of kids.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Helps a lot of adults. You see a young kid come out and you lived in the closet your whole life. Maybe I'll help you. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Lacey and Shane. I love what's with them. So-called friends, like, listen, I've known you a long time, so I'm just Lacey's fucking pregnant. Like, I don't know. It's like these
we
friends.
We were rooting for you, Sean John.
Yeah, she's like, I was rooting for you, but it's fucking over.
Oh, she would blow him in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, and he's
they
looking at
date.
Her like
he should. He should go take her in the car and bang out his feelings.
Oh yeah, it's just I don't know why we're watching this. I do not care.
I'm scared. I don't want
Shane to get into
bad
a fight.
To happen.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't want Shane to get into a fight. She's a dumbass. She would go back with John in a fucking second if he made it to her.
She
that's
would.
Why Shane's putting up the security. He knows she's gonna come. He's gonna come for her.
Shane
and she
needs
would
a
fall
dog
into his trap.
And like, you need to move
she
across
like
the country.
She needs like a neck collar that she gets shocked if she gets close.
Sometimes
to
she
him,
thinks
you know
of
I mean?
Him.
Yeah, seriously. Because like,
maybe
I think
two
that's
lunatics,
why Shane's acting like a psycho.
Poor Shane just got in the middle of this mess. They're not he and what's so great about anyone to be that in love with someone
I know, it's insane. Especially someone who you claim sent you to jail, then you're sick too. You know,
like,
what I mean?
I need to know what happened that night. What happened that night is you were driving around. You were the one that put yourself in that situation. No one else. I don't give a fuck who called.
Great, great point. Yeah.
It's just like, I got to find out what happened.
Yeah, it's like, you know what happened. You're the
responsibility, a loser.
Seriously.
He's so cracked out, and he's got, you see all those white trash men that walk around with their scrunch. They won't wear a mask.
Yeah.
They have like some stupid scrunched up, dirty half shirt around their neck.
Yep.
That's not a fucking mask.
There are specific type of people who I align with, a certain person that they probably voted for, who that's like, that's their move.
Or
Yeah.
It's gross.
It is.
Stinks. There's a rash around their neck.
Ugh. They've said those are very ineffective because you're essentially just pulling germs onto your face like repeatedly.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
You know. Yeah.
I know. Oh God.
You know, now they're saying
I never washed.
You know. Oh, what?
No, I mean, I wear these face masks. I've worn them 100 times and never washed.
Jesus,
you
need to wash them.
I know.
You know, now they're saying you need to wear 2 masks.
Yeah, I am. I'm putting 2 cloth masks on. The kids aren't. I just started. I maybe done it twice. I do it all the time. But I went to the grocery store and I just put 2 on, I guess.
Yes.
But we went to the doctor today. I had on 2 masks. They made me, the girl hands it to me. She said she hand sanitized. I go, can I grab a fresh one then? Why are you touching it? If I'm going to go put the, she looked at me like I was a total see you next Tuesday. But if no one's touching, I mean, I don't know. So then before we can even get in the doctor's office, they give him and the baby a brand new mask and he wore it. Thank God. I don't, Tyler's trained that little monkey to wear it, but. There was another
times
kid.
We live in.
I was surprised. I bet you these kids will grow up and.
Oh, Sterling, I can put a mask on him, and he's like, mask. Like,
I was surprised that Vernon was so compliant.
Well, because I mean, they've grown up seeing people with
they
it on their face.
It.
That's
yeah.
all they've known. Isn't that weird?
I'm always waiting for him to be like, ah, and he still just sits there, and I'm like, wow, this is nice.
It's wild.
I guess this is like if you're a good shows. It's crazy how. Being a parent is way more of your actions and not like your thoughts or words. You know?
Totally. 100%.
Words are a lot too, but the things they say freak you out, man. It's like, you saw that. What the fuck?
All right. Marcelino and Brittany, speaking of parents. Okay. Listen, I don't know what was happening with her grandmother. Her body, her whole, like, what was I watching?
A death store. A
What's
piece
happening
of shit.
There,
she's
though?
Garbage. That's karma.
Trash person.
That is karma making you suffer before you die and go to hell, you piece of shit.
I have to say yet again, just the fact that Brittany is alive and not in a state like her mother or her grandmother speaks volumes to the type of person she is within herself, despite all this shit. When she said, like, what she kept calling her, what was her name? Jackie?
Yeah.
I love how she refuses to call her grandma. I love
good.
That.
Good. She's she like, don't deserve grandma.
Whether Jackie had me doing this or sucking somebody's dick for that or pimp me out for crack. It's like, geez.
It's real. And the fact that she overcame that life is unbelievable.
Speaks volumes for sure.
And the way that she sits in that house and didn't seem like she was, she just seemed very calm and level headed. I would have cussed Jackie out and like, what do you fuck you mean, Jackie? Yeah. It wasn't even my mom's fault. I blame Jackie for it all.
Oh, yeah. You saw Marceline. And this is why I love Marceline, too. He's like, listen, we're going to be in and out. I don't want the kids to be influenced with somebody like that. And it's like,
I love Marcelino so much. Oh.
He just knows, like, this shit's fucked. My wife is going to try her best. But like, my kids don't need to be around that. Shout out to Marcelino.
And he loves her and he's there for her and he does the right thing. Yep. What they did for her mom does not deserve it.
No.
A trip to Alaska is not cheap.
No, fuck no.
Unless
we
TV picked up the tab, which they should have.
They should have. I agree. I love Marceline. Why are we going to Alaska? I'm freaking Puerto Rican. I don't want to be up there. It's cold.
I want to go.
We are carrying extra luggage. I love when he said that about the mom. That's like hilarious to me.
The mom looks like she could be saved a little bit.
Maybe. She's got to want it. I think that's like what Brittany's trying to force into her is like the want. You know, she doesn't know any different, I guess. That's what's sad. Like when that grandma was like, I didn't push a pipe in your mouth. It's like, what? You're literal grown broken daughter is like crying in front of you and you're flipping the blame.
And you're saying that your friends molested her. They molested me. And she's
why didn't you tell me?
Yeah. I want to stab her. Crazy. Can I say these poor children, and there's millions of children growing up in these situations. Crazy. It's sickening.
Sick. Oh, shout out to Brittany and Marcelino though. Seriously. Because look at this chaos she was surrounded by. It's so sad.
It's crazy.
Crazy. All right. Before we talk Chevelle and Quaylon, we are so excited to be talking to you again about Gemist. As you may know, we've talked about this product before. We freaking love it. No joke. Our hair is nuts. We both have, I would say, uncontrollable hair. But hair Gemist is a hair care line that's amazing. You take individualized hair quizzes. So you take like a quick little quiz and then the algorithm matches you with your custom formula.
And did we mention that Gemist also smells amazing? It's a really clean scent that arrives quick to your door. And I love the way it makes my hair look. When you can't get your hair cut right now, this is the next best thing because
so true.
It makes you feel like you went to the salon. I love it.
Totally. So if you're ready for the best hair of your life, try Gemist. No joke. We love it. Everybody we've talked to about it, who's tried it, loves it. So like we endorse this 100%. Right now, our listeners can give Gemist a try and use the code ESCAPE15 for 15% off your subscription order. You will want to subscribe. It is that amazing. So just visit
Gemist. I can never
Gemist.
Go back.
Oh, no.
You Gemist. Use less com. Hair products, too.
Totally. To get your personalized recommendation and enter ESCAPE15 at checkout for 15% off and free 2-day shipping. Remember, 15% off your subscription. That is Gemist.com, G-E-M-M-I-S-T.com. Enter code ESCAPE15 at checkout. Get the best hair of your life, baby. Try it.
That beauty,
no joke.
That moisturizing bar is awesome, too.
Oh, it's great. All right.
I really love it.
I do, too. Chevelle and Quaylon.
So weird. My hair, it's crazy. I just love it so much. All right. Chevelle and Quaylon, I want to push them off the Ferris wheel.
Listen, if somebody proposes to me, like, is this what you're looking for? We've been through some shit. It's like
Ronnie the limo driver.
Fucking suck a dick. No. Get me off this Ferris wheel. No.
It's and she's a notebook.
She's so pathetic to me when people want an action but no change behavior and think they're gonna like live some happy life. Like he's the same person who cheated on you 2 weeks ago, but now that he's proposing and you know nothing, you didn't know what happened, you're cool with it.
You don't even live near each other.
You don't live near each other. You don't know what happened. You have resolved 0% of your issues, and yet here you are like, oh, I'm in love.
We're shy. Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
How can he afford a ring?
I don't know.
Guess it doesn't have to cost that much.
I loved when he said
sold the truck.
There's a diamond in there. Sorry, sold can't the see truck. It. Yeah, it's like you got to point it out. There's a diamond in there, you know.
Quaylon is cute. I just don't see them together.
I don't either. Just like, A, where's the kid? That was what I was wondering this whole time.
He went with the cousin.
Oh, okay. The fact that they were like she trapped up at the top of an abandoned Ferris wheel. Maybe
I hate
like that was a plant. I don't know. It's just
I used to not be scared of carnival rides, but now I kind of think twice.
Oh, no, I'm good on that.
I used to get on that gyrosphere and now it's like that crackhead's putting this together. I don't know. If he can't keep his teeth, can he keep my life together? I don't think so.
Nope. That's a great point. All right. Last, not least.
It's just so stupid. It was a waste of our time.
Totally.
I'd rather watch Sean and Lacey talk or I'd rather watch Shane and Lacey talk because they're just idiots. They're like, it's just fascinating. Lacey's dad should be in every episode, too.
Yeah, he should.
He should have custody of the kids.
Seems like it, right?
And she's pregnant, man. It's like. This isn't the first time Lacey's pregnant.
Right. That it wasn't yours. Also, that's the other thing. Like, you never figured out who Morgan's daddy was. You know, he's like, this happened once before.
And who is it? She doesn't know, and there's that many options.
Right.
Get a fucking 23andMe and see if what other siblings he's got out there. Let's put the pieces together.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that's on TV that your mom doesn't know who your dad is? And it's some felon that, you know.
Maybe a felon, not that was
who
best
looks
case
like
scenario.
He should be running the Ferris wheel.
Full circle. All right. Last but not least, Scott and Lindsay. I love him saying, like, listen, guarantee you within 2 weeks she's back in prison. She fucking is. Okay. Sorry. Guess who hasn't test drove a car with drugs in it? Like, you don't.
How does that happen?
It doesn't. She's lying. There's no fucking way. Unless you're test driving, meaning you're like.
She never took it back?
No, it's like she was driving a friend's car. Test driving gets pulled over.
I was feeling like she was at Ford and she went for a test drive, and she's got little Johnny Rockets, the lead salesperson in the side passenger, and she had drugs on her. Then I'm like, they're getting pulled over by marshals and shit. Marshals aren't just pulling you over for nothing.
Yeah, I think she was driving a sketchy fucking car. Got pulled over and she's calling it test driving, meaning maybe I was going to steal it. Maybe, who fucking knows? There's no way she was on a lot driving a car and there were drugs.
She's driving.
People take real issue. Clint. Justine compared her to.
God. Is this hilarious?
People are
pissed. I think she looks similar.
I see the face shape, but I don't see it enough for to make a comparison. But people are
Now that's all I see. See, Olivia Wilde to me looks like a cracked out whore. I don't find her to be the be all end all beauty like everybody does. I just don't. I don't know why.
Okay. I think she's pretty. Yeah.
I think she's pretty.
I don't think she's like a.
But should she have dumped Jason Sudeikis? No. I mean, but that Harry Styles, I saw a TikTok of him and. God, he is sexual, so I can't blame her. But she's just not an all-time beauty to me. I think that Sierra girl in Summer House is 10 times prettier than Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. I
haven't seen her enough. I think like Margot Robbie, is pretty? For example, I think is very pretty. Margot Robbie.
Yeah. She's pretty, but maybe I'm overexposed. Oh, okay. She's pretty. Who's pretty to me? The girl on... Empire Bling Empire. That Kim. Gorgeous.
Okay. You like a real voluptuous.
I think Puppy is pretty. Margot Robbie's pretty, but she kind of bugs me. The bigger her britches are getting.
Yeah. She has, and she always gets like a real.
Like,
hot
are you that good of an actress? No. You suck some dick for roles. I believe that's how she got them.
Okay. All right. Well, guys,
bitch, she didn't want my guy in About Time. Well, Rachel McAdams does. And that's why Rachel McAdams gets it on her merit. Rachel McAdams should have the career Margot Robbie does.
Good point.
She's robbed. Fuck Margot Robbie. You know, just joking. She is gorgeous. She's really.
Pretty. Man, you're nuts.
She is pretty.
Listen to the wild ride Justine's head takes her on.
I know. It is crazy. I think Lacey's prettier than Margot Robbie right now.
Here we go. All right, guys.
Julia Roberts, I bet you in person, smoking beautiful. Margot Robbie probably too.
We'll be back. Our interview with Jackie will be coming your way soon.
Jackie, not the piece of shit Jackie, the good Another. Jackie.
Well, what do we say, good?
Jackie Siegel.
We'll see.
Benny Siegel. Lots of Siegels.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.